When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Dave Archer joins us every Wednesday, Falcons analyst, former quarterback. This hour, by the way, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Arch, how are you? Thanks for jumping on.
Yeah, I'm good. Looking forward to talking to you guys. What's up?
Yeah, let's just start with the quarterback. Obviously, the performance last Sunday was really bad. What do you see? What do you feel is going on with Kirk Cousins right now?
Yeah, it's, you know, I think there's obviously multiple things that create, you know, issues with the quarterback. There's a lot of physical stuff that goes on, a lot of mental stuff that goes on. Teams change from week to week. I thought that the Chargers did a pretty good job of mixing coverages. They're one of those select teams in the National Football League that kind of pressure the quarterback and not have to bring extra guys, you know, and that creates a problem because now they're dropping seven into coverage. And they're mixing coverages, they're matching, they're playing man coverage, they're playing multiple types of zone. And so when you can mix them up like that and only rush four, then you're constantly trying to figure out what they're doing. I didn't think we dictated to them enough on offense. I thought that, you know, we were a little sketchy on first down, which kind of kept them in a manageable situation where they could kind of dictate what was going on. And then when we did get in some positions, we didn't make plays. Kirk missed a couple throws. I didn't think we got great separation on some routes that made him hold the football, which has kind of been an ongoing problem. I know Randy's talked about that throughout the year, that we're not creating kind of those comfortable throws. We can let it go on time. They're kind of tight. And in the NFL, that's a lot of the way it is. But I thought there was a little bit more of that maybe on Sunday. But ultimately, you know, and I'm being kind, he had a tough day. It was a bad game for him. And it's, you know, now you ramp up the anxiety because there was already going to be a little bit more attached to this game because he's going back to play for the team he just came from and played for, what, 6 years with and had some great games with them. And now he's going back to their building. You know, they're going to be on him, all that kind of stuff. And now you're coming off of a game that probably is your worst game as a Falcon. So it ramps things up significantly. And then, although, let's throw everything in the mix that, hey, we don't need more mulligans. You know, we can't give any more games away.
Dave, and being a quarterback and you have those type of games, how did your coordinator, how do coordinators help a quarterback that is struggling like that to get them in the rhythm early in the game?
Well, certainly if it's a game-type situation like you're talking about, Randy, you know as well as I do, you're trying to get some quick throws, get the ball out of his hands, you know, get guys involved, start moving the football, stay in good situations on third down to where you're not facing third and eight, third and nine, you know, so you're feeling more comfortable about what's going on there. During the week, it'll be, I'm sure there was a Monday, Tuesday soul search for Kirk Cousins. I'm sure he went back and we as players and even maybe more so quarterbacks, you can remember every play of the game. I could remember every throw I made. I could remember every look that I had. And then you go back and you confirm it on film. Did I see that the right way? Or what did I miss? Where did they deke me? Where did they muddy the water? I didn't see it. So you're going to go back and you're going to completely kind of self-scout, but it's going to be like a two-day deal where you're going to go over, okay, well, my drop's the proper depth. Am I mirroring and matching up with the depth of my receiver's routes? Am I holding the football because I'm too short in my routes, or are they too deep in their routes and I'm not getting deep enough in my drops? I mean, there is that whole deal. Now, all that being said, you don't want to overanalyze this thing. It was one game, and I know that he hasn't thrown a touchdown, in multiple games here in a row, but he hasn't played like that in multiple games in a row. Right. So I think that you can really be, you have to be careful about overanalyzing it. Sometimes you just have a bad day. Everybody goes to work. I don't care what your job is. You're going to have a tough day from time to time.
Hey, Dave.
You know, you hope there's not very many of them, right?
Yeah. Hey, Dave. I talked about this yesterday. They're shorted on TV right now, the pick six. Was it just communication on the coverage between Moody and Kurt? Because it looked like Moody was supposed to run like a little squirrel route, but he kept going, and Kurt threw it like it was supposed to be the squirrel route. What did you see on that play?
No, I think you're right, Randy, and I think that both guys misread the look. When they jumped to that look last, the first time they showed it, it was a zero coverage look. They came after us, and so it was kind of an overload. We had three receivers to one side of the field with Moody motion across the formation, and Moody was going to end up the outside guy. And what they did is they manned that up last night, the first time we ran it. But the second time they showed it, again, this is that muddying the water thing, and they dropped in zone, and the corner to that side clouded it. He rolled up, and he had safety help over the top. And Moody was a little bit indecisive in his route. You're correct in that. It looked like Moody was supposed to set it down, and then all of a sudden he kind of kept going, and he kept going up the sideline a little bit. And I think Kirk anticipated maybe him setting it down or coming back to the inside, a little plant and come back to the inside like you're talking about. And so they were completely on the wrong page there. And I think Kirk misread the coverage too. So he thought it was going to be man coverage, so he thought he was going to have an easy throw to Moody there. So I think it was a combination of the two things there. But, man, it looks bad. You throw it, you get a corner right in the chest, and he walks in 70 yards for a touchdown. So that was not the one that bothered me the most, guys. The one that bothered me the most, and I know you guys probably talked about it ad nauseum, is you scramble up in the pocket. You need to get three on that drive when you're down there deep in their territory, and you throw the jump ball in the end zone. That just didn't work out.
Yeah, that one just seemed the least, like the most unlike him this year. The other ones, you get tricked and stuff happens, but that one was just, that was hard to explain. Dave Archer joins us here, talking some Falcons, getting ready for the matchup against the Vikings this Sunday. We'll get to them in a minute. When you see Kyle Pitts only playing 33 snaps of the 81, his lowest percentage of snaps played this year, what do you make of that?
Yeah, it's concerning. You know, certainly what they want to do from a game plan standpoint, I thought that the game plan was a pretty good idea. This is a team, you know, we didn't mention Bosa and Mack hardly all in the game, and part of that was because you tried to bloody their nose in the run game. And I think that that's what you do to reduce pass rushers, is you get after them in the run game. And I thought we had a nice mix of the run game. I thought, you know, both guys were pretty good, but Bijan was pretty special in making people miss and keeping you in decent situations in the run game. I thought that Zach did a good job of mixing that in. And I think part of that keeps Kyle off the field. He's not a very good blocker, let's be honest. And so you were kind of doing things with both the backs in the game. Remember, we saw a lot more of Tyler Allgeier and Bijan Robinson on the field at the same time in this game. And so that was a little bit different. And then you had Charlie Warner as the tight end. So Kyle was not on the field as much. But when he's not, when he is on the field, he's not making the impact. And so that's concerning. Obviously, the coach is trying to get him going. You know, Kirk has tried to encourage him. I don't know where the misconnection is right there. You know, Kyle's probably doing a lot of soul searching too, but he's a big-time player that you need to show up, especially now. And it'll be interesting to see how much they try to get him more involved here in the last five games.
Dave, what about this Minnesota team? Their record is what their record is. I mean, we know we talk about flow in that defense and the blitzing and all those different things. Offensively, Sam Darnold's playing good, playing out of his mind, actually. What is it about this team that has them at that point right now?
Well, they're plus +5 in the giveaway takeaway, and they're dominating taking the football away. They're number two in the league in taking the ball away. They've got 18 interceptions, which leads the league. They're number two in the league in total turnovers or takeaways with 24. They're sacking the quarterback at a high clip, 39 sacks. They're keeping teams in those situations where they get a dictate, like we were talking about, on the defensive side of the football. So they're doing a good job on first down because the run game, they're limiting the run game. They're leading the league against the run. So they're keeping teams in those third long situations. And the offensive side of the ball, you know, Darnold hasn't been perfect. In fact, they sacked him 37 times, which is one of the tops in the league as far as getting after the passer. But what they're doing is they've been clutch, Randy. They've won six of the seven games that are one-score games. Atlanta's been in 9 one-score games, and we're 5-4. They're 6-1 in one-score games, and they won another one last week. Yep. So they've been pretty clutch. They have not hurt themselves. Penalties have not been a big issue with them. So they've played pretty clean, and that's allowed them to win some of these close games that a lot of teams are losing.
Hey, Arch, they did something on defense that we've been trying to figure out how they could do it and begging them to do it for a long time. They got 5 sacks last week. I know so many other things happened that we haven't spent a lot of time talking about that. But what did you see from the defense, the pass rush specifically last Sunday that was so much better than it had been?
I thought much better.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Better job of the back end being in concert with the front end. I thought you saw defensive backs hug closer to the line of scrimmage, take away the quick, easy throws for Herbert, made him hold the football. He's historically a quarterback that wants to hold it anyway a little bit longer, as does Darnold. So that might benefit the Falcons this week. But they were making him hold the football because coverage was tighter. And then the pass rush got home. I thought that and Randy, I'd be interested to hear what you had to say about it, but I thought that their stunts were much cleaner. I thought there weren't guys running into one another. I thought there was a lot of spacing. I thought they rushed the passer with that condensed closing the pocket in, kind of making him feel like he's in a closet where there wasn't a lot of place to get out, because Herbert's had some success getting out of the pocket and running with the football, and they didn't allow him to do any of that kind of stuff. And I thought they were relentless. I mean, I thought that Arnold Ebiketie's second sack was just an extended play where he sacked him as he was on the move. So I thought that the freshness of the player certainly paid off. And it was helpful to get D. Alford back at the nickelback.
Yeah, he played good.
And they figured out to double your boy from Georgia in the second half.
Yeah, because I heard I was in the car, and I heard you kept saying he just ran the same route again.
I heard the call. Over, we finally got him doubled in the second half.
Hey, all right now, Dave. Now the Cyclones. I thought they were done. I did, Dave. I thought they were done. They were out of it. Now Rocco and them, they got an opportunity to go down to Arlington and Jerry's World against Arizona State. Is this it? Are the Cyclones, Dave, are they in the playoffs?
Are they in the playoff? Obviously, I'm wearing a Cyclone hat, so I'm going to say yes, okay. They're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know, the winner of this game is going to get in. These two programs are very similar to one another in that there's not a ton of 4- and 5-star kids on either one of these two rosters, but the two coaches have coached their rear ends off. Kenny Dillingham should be in the running for Coach of the Year. They were picked last in the Big 12 at Arizona State. Scatabu's an outstanding running back. They've gotten really good quarterback play out of Sam Levitt, the transfer from Michigan State via Oregon. But Iowa State's got their opportunity here. They're solid defensively, but Beck can't throw the ball to the other team.
Right.
I think he leads the country in pick sixes. We can't have one of those in a game.
Hey, Arch, we appreciate it,
Dave.
As always. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.